It's time for the Butler Heating and Air Conditioning Friday Night Lights with the Fairmont Firebirds. Now let's head down to the stadium with our announcers, Aaron Prim and Dennis Shaw.
It's time for the pregame show presented by Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement. Now let's head down to the stadium for a preview of tonight's game.
Well, welcome to this rainy evening here in Kettering, Ohio, for the game between your Fairmont Firebirds and the Miamisburg Vikings. This is Information Radio 60. I'm Aaron Prim, joined tonight by Dennis Shaw. How are you, sir?
Oh, Aaron, doing a lot better than these athletes and fans outside. We're nice and comfy in the press box, no question there. News of the day, everyone knows the hurricane is going to make this game very interesting, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So we may start with just the weather report, right? I think it might calm down a little bit. It's starting to see we're sitting here, you know, in the booth. The rain has slowed down pretty drastically compared to what it was about 30 to 45 minutes ago when it was blowing my car all over the road. But conditions, they got the wind down now at about 23 miles an hour and kind of tapering down as the night goes. So I think we're going to end up with a good night for football, Aaron. Let's talk about this game. Miamisburg coming into Roush Stadium. Miamisburg struggling a little bit. They're 1-4. Fairmont is 3-2. Miamisburg lost last week to Beaver Creek. Fairmont actually defeated Wayne, so we're going to talk about that. But let's talk about these two teams for a second, Aaron, because Fairmont had won 6 in a row against Miamisburg going back to 2016. That was before last year. Miamisburg beat Fairmont in their stadium, 28-17. Miamisburg actually outgained the Firebirds 330 yards to 179. So I was interested when I was kind of looking back at that game, Aaron. Fairmont was leading 10-7 at halftime in that game, and then Miamisburg just trounced them in the second half. They scored 21 straight before Fairmont even scored. Fairmont scored as time expired. Other than that, they would have been blanked in the second half. That made the score seem a little bit closer than it actually was. So, good news for Fairmont. Instead of 330 yards, they gave up 263 of that 330 yards belonged to Preston Barr. Preston Barr graduated. He will not be torching the Firebirds tonight. So Miamisburg is really trying to find their identity since Preston Barr left. I don't know if you remember much of that game, but he really kind of, when plays would break down, he was their answer. And they've been searching, you know, for that. So I don't know if you really remember much of that game, but second half, it was kind of a nightmare for Fairmont last year.
No, you're right. Dennis, I don't remember much of that game last week.
I didn't know if you remember that.
Right, but you know, as well as you're bringing back some memories, and yeah, that second half, from what I recall, was not great for Fairmont.
It just kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't know if you remembered it, because it wasn't very often. They were kind of in control, and then second half, Miamisburg came out, and it was just like doors blown off. They looked amazing. One of the better halves of football they've played in the last few years. But anyways, I digress. We'll focus on this year. So let's talk about Fairmont. Last week, I was not there. You and Barney sounded wonderful as they defeated Wayne, 43-22. They really dominated time of possession. Fairmont had the ball 33 minutes out of a possible 48. So, I mean, that tells you a lot. They did not attempt to pass. 61 rushes for 362 yards. They averaged 5.9 yards per carry. Why would you throw the ball, Aaron, if you're averaging 5.9 yards per carry?
That's a great question.
So you were there. I mean, I'll go out on a limb. I don't think they'll throw the ball again tonight. But, you know, what did you see from the Fairmont offense that was different from the first few weeks?
Yeah, so last week, folks, Dennis, Fairmont was precise and concise. They were able to hit the holes that they needed to. They continued to do what worked well for them. The sides of the Wayne's defense that were showing weaknesses, they continued to attack. There were no turnovers. There were no bobbles. Everyone seemed as if they were on the same page, and they just continued to do everything well. The option was working efficiently. Baker was able to get his thing done, as you know, from the stats that you see, that Doty was able to get into the end zone 5 times. you know, everything that we always want to see and we would like to see from the Firebirds, they were able to put forward last week. Also defensively, also fantastic defensively as well. Able to limit Wayne to just 14 points. As I said last week, folks, I believe it's the best overall game, and easily the best overall game that I've seen from Fairmont, perhaps ever.
Seems to be a trend, Aaron. We keep seeing, you know, it's not all the time consistency can matter, but we are seeing, you know, night in, night out through this season, the best Fairmont has looked over the last few years. They needed that win last week. They had lost two straight after opening the season, beating Alter and Trotwood. They had lost two straight, one to LaSalle, one to Centerville. They were both one-score games. So, you know, tonight playing Miamisburg, who's been really kind of struggling a little bit, you'd like to see them get off to a very good start so they can control the clock again. So are we stopping for national anthem? We're going to keep going. We're going to pause for that national anthem, and then we'll be back. We got a lot more information for you here. We'll be back after this.
You have been listening to the Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement pregame report. Now let's get back to our announcers and tonight's game.
Folks, we are back here. Dennis, you were talking about last week the success, the continued success of the Firebirds. One of the things that I definitely saw that was encouraging and that would be nice to see today and that we saw in the last two games was quick starts from the Firebirds, able to get their run game going and able to get into the end zone quickly.
Not only getting off to a good start, but protecting the ball. We've seen turnovers be a major issue so far in the season and the games and their losses. And tonight, more than ever, ball security going to be of the utmost importance. That's for both teams. Windy as all get out. It's wet. It's been raining all day. Now, I don't know if there's a team in the GWAC, maybe in the state of Ohio, that is more suited for bad weather than Fairmont. So it does play into their strengths. Miamisburg does not really run the ball well, and I'll get into that more. They will have the ball first. Fairmont won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half, so Fairmont's going to end up kicking off. I'll let you kind of take over here, Aaron, for the kickoff, but we've got a lot of information. It's going to be a fun one tonight.
Should certainly be interesting, as Tamir Thomas for Miamisburg is back standing at his own 12-yard line looking to receive the kick from Max Gehring. As you heard Dennis say, Fairmont chose to defer, and so they're going to be receiving the ball first in the second half. So, folks, the rain is not coming down as much as before, as you heard Dennis say, but it is trickling a bit here. But we're going to be getting this game started here in about 5 seconds or so. And then we will see how Miamisburg's offense looks for the first time.
A couple things we'll be watching, see how the players can hold their footing, see if they're slipping. Kicking for Max Gehring, it'll be interesting. Most of the times for the kickers, it's just can they their hold, their foot kind of stick, you know, or is it going to slide, you know? And so normally for Fairmont, they don't have to really cover too many kicks because Gehring puts it deep into the end zone for the majority of times. I think he's only had maybe 3 or 4 kicks all season that wasn't a touchback. Today, when you're kicking into the wind or even just in general with how wet it is, I would expect they're going to have to get down the field and tackle.
Right, too. And Dennis, I wonder if we'll see a few more onside kicks today, just based upon what you're talking about and the fact that it might be a little difficult to handle the ball. But we'll see here as Fairmont is set to kick off. They appear to go for the onside. The ball comes off of the stand as they were going back to kick it, and that's the second time that's happened. And so it looks like they're going to hold it or have someone hold it.
Yep, they'll have to because the wind kept blowing it off. So it looks like the wind will be behind them, at least in this first quarter.
Okay. And so Doty holding the ball for Gearing because the ball had been blown off the tee a couple of times here. So Mimesburg, couple gentlemen back deep. And the kick is off, and this game has started here, and that ball goes in the end zone, touchback. So it looks like no problems there, Dennis, for Gearing. Mimesburg's going to start first with their first drive on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and I think going the other way, you're going to see a lot shorter kick because the wind definitely carried them a little bit. So let's talk about Miamisburg real quick as they come out. They're going to be led by Landon Roberts. Landon didn't play last week. Had a concussion at the end of the Springfield game. But he's been very good.
I'll pick.
And we already have a flag, Aaron. Let's see what this was. 12 men on the field?
That's a great question.
And so Miamisburg's going to start out first and 15.
Right, so they're backing that up to the 15-yard line, folks. First 15 for Miamisburg. So Roberts, Landon Roberts is the quarterback. Also in the backfield is Keith Henry. Henry standing to the left of Roberts. We've got one wide receiver split to the near side of the field. Roberts takes a snap.
29.
Hands off to Henry, who takes it around the right end, and he's able to pick up a couple yards before he's taken down by several Firebirds. Amongst them, if I can see through the rainy windows, is that number six, perhaps? Yeah. That could be Skyler Slifer in on the tackle.
Slifer.
And so that's going to bring up second and 12, second and 13 for the Vikings.
18-yard line.
So once again, Roberts is in the pistol. In the backfield, Henry. Roberts looking for the snap. Two wide receivers to the near side. Takes it. He's looking downfield to pass. He's under pressure. Rolls here to the near side. Throws the ball to his receiver. Overthrows him. He had someone that was open there. 86 appeared to be wide open, as a matter of fact, but overthrew Josh Williams, and it might have been intended for another receiver. Either way it goes, that brings up third and 12 for the Vikings.
Looks like the rain has picked up again, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could see it on that. The rain picked up, and, I mean, that ball just floated like a duck. He threw it out of bounds, but it's going to be an extreme challenge to throw the ball, and they're throwing dead into the wind. You can see, as the rain has really picked up, it's more moving laterally.
So we've got one wide receiver split here to the near side of the field. We've got, appears to be two split to the, that's a tight end on the other side of the field. Two wide receivers near side. Roberts rushes up the field, and he's going to get, he's probably going to pick up 2 yards, and it's going to get him back to the original line of scrimmage before they lost or before they had that penalty. And that's going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Vikings, and they're going to need to punt this.
Connor Haston in there on the tackle. He might get credit for a sack. He might have gained a yard or so he may not get credit for that. But a good stop by Fairmont, and it's going to be very tough for Miamisburg to move the ball that way.
And so the punt is up, bounces at the Fairmont 45, takes a Fairmont roll back to midfield roughly, and that's where Fairmont is going to start their first drive of the evening. It's going to be at the Miamisburg 49-yard line. Great field position.
Yeah, unbelievable field position for the Firebirds, and just a perfect start. They're a minute and a half into the game, and they get a quick three and out and start on the 50-yard line. Last week against Wayne, we talked about it, averaged 5.9 yards per carry. We'll see what Miamisburg's defense can do to maybe slow down this unbelievable rushing attack for the Firebirds.
And so, of course, at quarterback, Baker, we have Stringer right wing, Doty in the backfield. It's a pitch out to, I want to say that that was on the rush, Thornton, who was the left wing, he's able to get around the right-hand side, pick up eight.
Thornton is their big play threat. He's averaging 8.8 yards per carry. He has two receptions for 132 yards, long of 80. He really is their outside threat and is really developing. And last week, he drew a lot of attention away that helped Doty. So they get him going right off the bat.
Okay, folks, I was a bit excited there. It was really six. And so this brings up second and four, ball marked at the 43-yard line. Need to get to the 39 for the first down. Baker under center, Doty in the backfield, motion by Thornton to the far side. And as you heard Dennis say, looked like number 99 from Myersburg jumped. That gentleman, Jalen Johnson, a little bit early perhaps. And so that is going to be a first down for the Firebirds.
First down, Fairmont.
So things just moving too easy so far.
Mm-hmm.
Mental mistakes. There's two on Miamisburg already.
So the ball put at the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Firebirds. Stringer, left wing, right wing, Thornton, backfield, Doty. Strong side left for the Firebirds. So they appear to have double tied in on that side. Baker under center. Motion by Thornton to the far side. Takes snap. Hands off to Doty, who runs off the left guard. He's going to go to the 20. He's at 15, 10, 5, and he's in the end zone as Doty hit that hole and got through there and was virtually untouched. He got tapped on the shoulder as he went to the end zone. And the Firebirds on the board early again in this game. The score is 6-0. Fairmont with 8:53 to go in the first quarter.
Logan Doty picking up right where he left off last week with five touchdowns against Wayne. Coming into tonight, he had 122 attempts. That is 63 more attempts than the next closest Firebird, averaging 4.1 yards per carry in those 122 attempts.
So it appears to be, is that Brett Hitley? Is that 19, Dennis, that
yes.
you see down there? Who's doing the hole? This will be important today. As Gehring was having some issues last week with the extra point,
another
and
flag.
We had a flag here, as that was good.
That one's against
we'll
Fairmont.
See. Oh, that's going to push that back 5 yards, and that's not what they needed to get this extra point on the board. And so they're going to walk that ball back to the, it appears to be around the 8-yard line.
Obviously, here distance not an issue as long as he has good footing. He's got the wind behind him, so he could go back 30 more yards, and the distance really won't cause him any trouble.
So, folks, this will be a 17 plus 8, a 25-yard field or extra point here for Gehring. Once again, Hitley ready for the hold. Oh, high. But he's able to get it down, and the kick is up, and is good. The score, Fairmont 7, Miamisburg 0.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you are in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Aero Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghostlight Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, we are back here at the stadium. Gehring set to kick, and it is up. I think it's going to be returnable, Dennis, and it is at the 3-yard line. The return is on straight up the field, and he's going to get drugged down, the returner, to the 25-yard line. And so this is where Miamisburg is going to start their second drive of the evening. On the return, I would say that that is 20. I want to say that that is the tailback. That was Keith Henry on the return, and it was. And so this is where Fairmont's going to get started.
Well, good. Give me a second to talk about Landon Roberts, because without playing last week, he's still a second in the GWAC in passing. 57 of 84, 68% completion percentage, 599 yards, averaging 150 yards a game.
So Robertson pistol takes snap on the reverse. Miamisburg is able to get up to the 30-yard line, and that was number one on the rush, Jameer Thomas, who was able to pick up that 5 yards. It's going to bring up second five for Miamisburg from the 30-yard line.
Thomas has a good burst. He's their leading kick returner as well, but only 11 rushes on the season for 38 yards, long of 12.
So second and five from the 30. They put it back to the 29-yard line, so second and six for Miamisburg. One tailback, one wide receiver split off to the right for Roberts. Robertson pistol looking for the snaps on the ground. It's another reverse. And that was to Henry, who came around from the left wing, and he lost yards, I believe.
Yeah, Slifer did a good job knifing through and then cut under. He barely got a hand on his foot, but it was enough to slip him up. And Slifer, second leading tackler in the GWAC. There's a few Fairmont defenders that we haven't really talked about. We'll talk about them as the game goes on, but really been outstanding this year.
So that's going to bring up third and eighth. Ball's placed at the 27-yard line. Need to get to the 23-yard line. Need to get to the 30 for the first down. Roberts takes the snap. He's looking downfield. He's under pressure. Rolls to his left. Throws it to the tailback, who's in the flat. And he's going to get about 2 yards before he's pressed out of bounds. That was Braden Carpenter on the reception. And once again, Miamisburg is going to be forced to punt.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging. There is no question with them not really running the ball. You know, we talked about Henry. Henry is the leading rusher on this team, and he only has 44 attempts. I talked about it earlier. Doty has 122 by himself, and that's not even counting what Brock Baker has done. Last punt, they did the same thing. Very kind of a, they're not all the way back. It's kind of a short punt formation. We'll see if Fairmont goes after it.
And so the kick is up. And it is a high kick, and it is went out of bounds. It was shanked quite a bit. And so they're going to say that that ball went out of bounds, and we'll see here in a moment where they walk this back to. They're going to say that this went out of bounds at the 40-yard line, so this is even better field position for the Firebirds than the previous drive. Where they start at the 49, Dennis.
Yeah, and for Miamisburg, they're going to have to figure out a way to get better yardage on first down, and they got to figure out a way to, you know, get something easy for their offense. If nothing else, buy their defense some time, you know, got to get off the field, because this Fairmont offense, starting at their 50 on the first possession and then now on the 40 with their second, is a recipe for a disaster and a running clock.
One wide receiver split to the near side of the field, ball marked at the near hash to the press box. Doty's in the backfield, double wing to the right as well. Hand off to Doty, who runs off this right guard, and he's able to get to the 36-yard line, but it appears to be another flag thrown, unless that's a marker. That's a flag. And I'm hearing that this is going to be a personal foul against Miamisburg face mask, and that's going to be another first down for the Firebirds off of a penalty.
It's the fourth penalty already for Miamisburg, and we're only 6 minutes into, not even 5.5 minutes into this first period.
So they take the ball down to the 22-yard line. First and 10 for the Firebirds. Doty in the backfield. Strong side right for Fairmont. Motion by Thornton in the near side. We got another penalty called here on this play, and what is that, Dennis?
Legal shift, I believe, against Fairmont.
Oh, they're saying that's against Miamisburg.
No, it must have been off again.
Offsides again by Miamisburg.
Oh. So,
Miamisburg having a few issues here, first and five. So the ball was at the 22, should be at the 17-yard line.
Did you watch the Monday night game at all? There were so many flags in night game. They were talking about it all through Twitter and every social media aspect, because it felt like every play was a flag. I wonder if these are the same officials.
Right. So strong side right for the Firebirds. Is there in a bunch set? Thornton's the right wing. It appears to be, Oh, no, double wing to the right as Stringer is also over there with Thornton. Doty in the backfield. Baker hands it off to Doty, who goes over there. Oh, it's a key. Yes. Hand it off to Doty, who's able to get down to the 14-yard line. And that was a gain of three. And that's going to bring up second and two for the Firebirds. Ball's going to be marked at the 14-yard line.
Hardest thing I think Coach Miller may be faced with tonight is just what does he want to run. The entire playbook at his disposal here. He can be boring and just stuff it down their throat. Any pitch to the outside is going to be wide open because Miamisburg has to concentrate so much of their effort to the inside to stop between the tackles. But I wouldn't expect a whole lot of risk tonight.
Thornton lined up to the left. Left wing goes in motion to the near side. Handoff is to Doty as he goes over center. Not much going. So he might have got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to say that's what happened. And that's going to bring up third and two. So great defense there by the Vikings.
Yeah, you called it, Aaron. Great defense. But the problem was the penalties because you left yourself no room for error. And now you're going to probably see jumbo formation, and they'll run it twice if they had to.
And so it's going to be third and one. They gave him one on that particular play. And so a ball marked to the 13. You need to get to the 12. Power eye from the Firebirds. Baker hands off to Doty. Goes off the right hand side. The ball's on the ground. And we were thinking about this could be something to happen. Miamisburg thinks they have it. And they do. So it's the first turnover of the evening, as that was a poor exchange between Baker and Doty. And so they were in the red zone, turned the ball over. Miamisburg's going to have the ball at roughly the 13-yard line. The score, Fairmont 7, Miamisburg 0.
Well, talked about it, Aaron. We talked about ball security. That, I mean, it, like you said, I don't know if Brock ever really had the snap cleanly. So put it on the ground and a turnover. I wouldn't expect that to be the last one of the game.
So, Miamisburg, big shift as they take two individuals, move them to the right-hand sideline. They got two wide receivers go in motion. Quarterback's able to pick the ball off the ground, Roberts is, and he rolls to his right, and he's taken down for a huge loss.
Slifer.
Who was it? Slifer in on the tackle?
Yep.
And so that was a loss of a good, good eight. And so they're going to mark that at the 5-yard line. They were at the 12, and so that's a 7-yard loss on that great play by Slifer.
This Fairmont defense has stars kind of all around. Like I said, Slifer's third in the conference in tackles, had 46 coming in tonight. Logan Williams is tied for the GWAC lead with sacks with four. Toby Daglow has two interceptions. There's like five GWAC defenders that have two. So it's nice to see Fairmont defenders all over that stat sheet.
Robertson, the pistol is on one, picks the ball up, gives it to the tailback, who's able to get to the 6 or 7 yard line on the rush. That was 29, Keith Henry, who they're going to say got to the 6-yard line. And that is going to bring up third and a good 15.
It's tough, too, Eric. You're backed up on your own 7-yard line. You have not moved the ball at all. Ball security is an issue. This may be the best Fairmont offense right here.
So third and 15 for the Vikings. They need to get something going here. One wide receiver split off to the right.
Seven, yes.
Quarterback Roberts hands it. Oh, he passes the ball downfield, almost intercepted. Dangerous pass there by Roberts. As it appears as if, who was that that knocked that down?
That was Jack Probosco.
Mm-hmm. Miss Probosco almost had an INT and could have taken that to the farm there. As it is. Brings up 4th and 15 on that incomplete pass, and that's going to have Slifer standing at the Miamisburg 40 for the return, punt return. And so yet another, I believe the third punt for Miamisburg so far here in the first half, 2:31 remaining in the first quarter. And the punt, oh, he's going to fake it, and he is to the... gets to the 6. I believe there's tremendous pressure. It wasn't a fake. He just couldn't punt it because of the pressure. He had to pull it down. It could only get to the 10-yard line. So what a turn of events here. Fairmont fantastic field position as they're going to only have to go 10 yards to get this TD.
Basically erases the fumble. And just starts the drive over where they pretty much gave it up and actually gained a few yards. And they'll be looking to increase their lead.
So we'll see if they're able to handle the ball a bit better here. As the last drive, folks, that ended in a fumble, but they're in a great position here as the ball is at the Miamisburg 10-yard line. So Stringer, right wing, left wing, not sure, double wing to the right, keeper by Baker on the option. He gets to back to the 10-yard line, no gain on the play. Sorry about that, folks. So the ball back to the 10. They may put it at the 9. We'll see where they drop that ball off. They're going to say it's gain of 1. So
9-yard line.
Look at that. Yeah.
Second and goal from the 9. Baker under center. Doty in the backfield, motion far side by Stringer. Hand off to Doty. He runs off the left guard, and he gets all the way to the 1. And so that is a pickup of 9. Oh, excuse me, pickup of 8. It's going to bring up 3rd and 1, 3rd and goal for the Firebirds.
Doty had 11 rushing TDs coming into tonight. Already has 1, so he's looking for touchdown number 13. And remember, this is game 6 of the season. Unreal.
So the ball at the 1-yard line. Are we going to see power? I know. And so Stringer, right wing, left wing, that is Thornton in the backfield. Doty, motion by Stringer to the far side of the field. Hand off to Doty, who's in for the touchdown, second touchdown of the evening for the Firebirds. The score is Fairmont 13, Miamisburg 0. So no problems handling the ball in that drive.
And if they don't turn the ball over, Miamisburg is just... they're in trouble, Aaron. I mean, this is, we talked about it before the game started. There might not be a better team in the state of Ohio that is designed to play tonight.
I was thinking the same thing as I was driving over, like, this is the type of conditions plays right into Fairmont's hands here.
And it's horrible for Miamisburg. It's not like it's just a bad, it's the worst because they throw the ball. They like to spread it out. They like up tempo.
And so the hold is good. The kick is also good.
No, he missed it.
We saw that last week. The score is Fairmont 13, Miamisburg 0.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you're in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are... Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghostlight Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So we had a squib kick up the middle taken by the D-back at the 15-yard line, and he's able to get all the way to the 24-yard line before he's taken down by the Firebirds. Miamisburg with yet another opportunity here with 52.6 seconds remaining in the first quarter to get something going. We'll see if they're able to do that. The rain looks like Dennis is coming down quite a bit here. We'll see how this passing game is able to get things done.
Yeah, now you're up against it. Down 14. Fairmont gets the ball in the second half. You know they're going to kill a lot of clock, so every possession matters. You can't even really afford to take any possessions off. So trailing 13-0 after the missed extra point. But there was there a flag?
There was.
Like they're moving way back here again, Aaron.
Yeah, there was a flag, and they're walking the ball back what appears to be to the 12-yard line. And so that might have been a personal foul with that distance there, or it was a hold. Who can tell?
Yeah, and at least it's first and 10 for them. It's not a...
right. So first and 10, ball marked at the 12-yard line. Quarterback Roberts takes a snap. He hands it off, and that tailback goes off the right end, and he's able to get to the 21-yard line. That was a nice gain. Should be a first down for them on the rush.
42 on the tackle.
I believe that was Keith Henry. That was 26 on the rush.
Chris
Snow was. Yes. Can't see in the dark, Dennis.
He's a junior. 5'8". Chris, and it's NGOH, mm-hmm. So it's Chris Snow.
Yes, Chris Snow on the rush. Good looking there. First down for the Vikings.
Only his fourth rushing attempt of the season, Aaron. Only had 3 yards coming into that carry. So good carry.
Yep, two wide receivers split to the right. Quarterback is in. Roberts is in the pistol. Hands it off to the tailback, and he's able to pick up a big gainer there as the Miamisburg rushing game has come alive. As No once again is on the rush and was able to pick up what appears to be, I'm going to say 7. And so that is the end of the first quarter. Fairmont 13, Miamisburg 0.
60 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you are in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnicast Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghostlight Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And, folks, we are back here at the beginning of the second quarter. Roush Stadium, we've got continuous rain here. It's not monstrous, but it is steady. Fairmont also applying steady pressure on Miamisburg as they are up 13-0 here at the beginning of the second quarter. Miamisburg is going to, they've had a couple nice rushes by their tailback, No. And so they are going to start this second quarter at their own, it's going to be second and 2. Ball's marked at the 29-yard line. So actually it's second and 3 as they need to get closer to the 32-yard line. It's really 2 yards, folks, for that first down. So we see some folks. I'm not quite sure what happened, but some recognition happening here on the field.
So it was an undefeated Fairmont team from the 1974 season.
Oh, look at that. That's the year I was born. That was a good 50 years ago. Well, folks, hey, it happened. And we're back, folks, to 2024. And Miamisburg ready to go here, second and 3 from their own 29-yard line. They've got one wide receiver split to the near side. I believe that is No in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback, Roberts, is in the pistol. Motion to the near side. Roberts takes a snap. Hands it off to No. Runs around the left end. And I think he's going to get the first down. Ooh, it's so close.
Yeah,
there was a great defensive effort over there by the Fairmont to slow down things. They're going to say he got to the 32. I believe that's the first down, and it is. So Miamisburg able to put a little something together here, Dennis, so far here on this drive.
They've been hiding Chris No. He, like I said, only had 3 rushes coming into tonight for 3 yards. He's had a couple catches for 15, but hasn't really played a ton, at least statistically. So he's definitely earning himself a few more carries.
There you go. One wide receiver split to the far side of the field. There's double wing like Fairmont, man in motion near side. Hand off to No. Pressure in the backfield. Oh, great pursuit. Finally taken down in the backfield. I believe that is Dennis. Who is that? That is number 43, I'd like to say.
Wallace.
Yes. Is that Kobe Wallace? Okay. 42, perhaps. Yes, Kobe Wallace. So great pursuit there by Fairmont. He was the second man that was able to penetrate there and get that tackle for loss. And so that brings up second and 14 for Miamisburg. Two wide receivers split to the far side of the field. Roberts takes a snap. It's all bounced off the ground. He pitches it out to the tailback, who is able to get nothing. Lost five.
Who else? Slifer.
Slifer amongst them. And also, I think that was Wallace again on the tackle.
Hey, they're really rallying to the ball well. That was Braden Carpenter carrying the ball for Miamisburg on the last two plays. He's had 11 carries for 45 yards. You can tell that Coach Schneider's trying to find something, anything, to get this offense moving.
And this should be close to 3rd and 20. Folks, as they got the ball on the, is that the 24-yard line? Too wide for the Vikings. Roberts looking downfield to pass. He's under pressure, rolls to his left. He's got room, decides to keep it, and he's going to go out of bounds at roughly the 32-yard line. That's going to be short a good 10 from getting the first down, and that should bring up 4th and 10 or so. Maybe 4th and 9 for Miamisburg, and it would appear as if they would that they should punt, in my estimation, and they are.
Yeah, you really have no choice the way that they, I mean, they haven't had any chunk plays or anything, and I mean, yes, you're down 13, but you still have a long game to go. You've got to punt this thing away, but remember, last punt, they did not even get the punt off, and they're not really, they have a unique punting, they're closer. He's only like 10 yards off the ball, and it's quick. It's a quick snap. There's the punt.
Right, Slifer deep to return. That ball takes a Miamisburg bounce down to the 20. Gets down, grows out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So that was a fantastic punt there by Miamisburg as they have pinned Kettering deep here at their own 15-yard line. So that was a great turn of field there for Miamisburg.
Yes, so far this is the fourth possession for Fairmont. First possession started on the 50-yard line. Second possession started on the 40-yard line. Third possession started on Miamisburg's 10-yard line. Now they're starting on their own, would you say 15?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Linda. It's a little bit longer field to travel this time.
And it appears if there was a penalty, as they walked that up to the 30-yard line. So a penalty against Miamisburg. Not quite sure what happened there. As that ball went out to 15, and they went ahead and moved that ball all the way up to the 30, folks.
Well, I got to change that. Starting on the 30 instead of the 15.
So even better field position for the Firebirds on this particular drive. Now the score is Fairmont 13, Miamisburg 0, 9:57 remaining in the second quarter.
Patton back there instead of Doty.
Yes, Patton in the backfield. Doty, I'd like to say, is the right wing. We'll see it here in a moment. He's the left wing. He has a handoff to Patton. Runs off the right guard. He's got room. Breaks through. Got some room. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. Forced out at the 16-yard line by number 11 of Miamisburg. That gentleman is Kevin Sewell, who saved the touchdown. Great rush there by, that was number 13. That was, yes, that was Patton on the rush.
55 yards, I do believe. They were on their own 30, got down to the 15 is, I think, where they ended up marking that.
So great rush by Patton. It appears that we have a player down. I'd like to say, even though I can't see multiple people around him, I believe that that is a Miamisburg player, but even though I'm not sure people, for a couple reasons. One, they've got five people standing around him at this point, and the windows to look to the field, not great.
Yeah, the rain coming directly in, but you're right, it is a Miamisburg player.
And that's number 18, and he's getting carried off. Looks like he's got a ankle injury.
Colton Lemons.
Yes, and he is there. He's a linebacker. So that is not a good...
It is not a good thing, Aaron. And actually, I wrote down three defenders for Miamisburg, names to remember. We didn't get to it really in the pregame, but those were Josh Broddick. He's the leading tackler with 37. But Colton Lemons was the second name that I wrote down. 29 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, has a sack. So that's a big loss for this defense.
And so after the great rush by Patton, they're going to mark the ball at the 15-yard line of Miamisburg here on the near hash mark to the box. Doty is in the backfield again. Thornton left wing. That is Stringer is the right wing. One wide receiver split off to the right. That appears to be Tony Bruno. Baker gets under center, first and 10 from the 15. Motion far side by Thornton. It's a handoff to Doty. Doty's able to get down to about the 13-yard line, as they were at the 15. Did I say 13? He gets down to the 9-yard line, so that's a good gain of, they're going to say the 8. So that's a gain of 7 by Doty, who just came out of the game.
Yeah, 7 yards. Yeah, they can still get a first down here before the end zone. They need to get to about the 5 to pick up a first down.
So,
there's a flag.
Already, and I guess that's going to be against Fairmont as they're backing it up here a bit. And it was, it's against Miamisburg. And so instead of being at the 8-yard line, that's going to go down to the 3-yard line or so. And that's another first down for Fairmont. We've seen this at least 3 times so far here in the first half. Well, penalties turn into a first down.
Yeah, so you're already up against it, but these self-inflicted wounds are really hard to recover from.
So first and goal from the 4 for the Firebirds. In the backfield, that is Thornton. One wide receiver split to the right. Baker, motion to the far side. Baker hands off to Thornton, who's able to dance into the end zone. I believe that's a touchdown. Are they going to call it a touchdown? They're going to say that he is just a smidgen short there, Dennis. It appeared as if he had one person left to beat, and I thought he was in, but they're going to say he's down at the 1-foot yard line. And so it's going to be second and goal from the 1 for the Firebirds.
It's going to be fun watching this backfield with Doty and him for the next couple years, because they're both sophomores. And Thornton, he has wowed me over a few games this year. His footwork is impeccable.
Super effective, efficient Thornton. And so he is standing his own 5 in the backfield behind Baker. One wide receiver split to the right. Baker keeps it, and that is a touchdown as Baker on the quarterback option runs over the right side of the line. Touchdown, Fairmont. The score is Fairmont 19, Miamisburg 0.
Brock Baker's 3rd rushing touchdown on the season. He now accounts for 5. He's got 3 on the ground, 2 through the air. He could do more, but he's not really asked to. Just a leader of this offense. He's done a fantastic job so far through the first 6 weeks.
So Gehring here to attempt the extra point. He's 2 of 3 for it, or 1 of 2 so far. And this is up. And that's good. Fairmont 20, Miamisburg 0.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you're in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghost Light Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotover Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Siding and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Firebirds 20, Miamisburg 0 here on Information Radio 1660. Gehring gets the kickoff as he's going to the north side of the field, and he puts it into the end zone. And so Miamisburg will get another opportunity to get on the board here, folks. The rain is still coming down as well, and we figure it's going to continue to do all game. And we'll see what Miamisburg is able to do here. They had several plays on the last drive that looked good as they were running their tailback no, but then they got shut down Miamisburg was able to get on the board for their third touchdown of the game. Roberts standing in the pistol. One wide receiver standing to his right. His tailback standing to his right as well. Takes a snap. Hands it off to the tailback. I believe that's Daniels, who spins and turns. He's still on his feet, breaking tackles. One man to beat. Finally taken down at the 42-yard line. As that was 29, that was Henry on the rush. Sorry about that, folks. And he picked up a great chunk as he was breaking tackles and was able to get all the way down to the 42-yard line.
He is their leading rusher, 44 attempts, 165 yards. His long was 27. He was close on that one, but he didn't quite get there.
So Henry standing to the right of the quarterback, Roberts. It's a handoff to Roberts. He takes it, runs off the right tackle. He's able to get to the 43-yard line. That might have been a gain of one, Dennis. It's going to bring up second and nine for the Vikings.
Yeah, and Henry running a little bit better the last two carries, a little more north and south instead of dancing around. I think when you watch your backups come in and have some success, it really can motivate you. Those were a couple good carries. He only got a yard there, but it was a better run, if that makes sense. He didn't lose yardage. His head down, really driving forward. That's what Miamisburg is going to need. They need to see if they can find some points here over the next 7 minutes here before halftime.
Chris Noe in the game. I believe he's the left wing. And so fakes the handoff. The quarterback does. Rolls to his left. Nothing there. Rolls back right. He's going to pass his receiver, and he throws it away, which is a great play there by Roberts as he rolled to his left. Oof, there was pressure there. Rolled back to his right and then said, I need to go ahead and throw this away. And that's going to bring up third nine.
Yeah, Aaron, such a tough ask because first he had to spin back away from where the play was designed just to avoid the initial sack. Really only had one receiver on this side of the field. And, I mean, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers could have made that throw. He had to throw it out of bounds anyways.
So as Roberts is in the pistol, he's got two wide receivers, splits the left, takes the snap, gives it to the tailback, who's able to get to the 46-yard line. Once again on the rush, that was Keith Henry, and that's going to bring up fourth and a good six for the Miamisburg.
Just another quick possession. They had the one long run, but outside of that, really having a lot of trouble moving the chain. So you got to give some kudos to the Fairmont defense. They're making it look easier than, you know, it necessarily is.
Right. And so Miamisburg appearing to punt here. The returner for Fairmont standing at his own 15-yard line. It has been Slifer. Bounce at the 30, comes at 25, goes out of bounds. Slifer lets it happen. And so the Fairmont offense is going to be able to start this drive at the 25-yard line. And, Dennis, it looks like it is raining quite a bit more than it had been earlier.
Yeah, and I looked at the radar, and there's some funny colors in there, too. So hopefully it just stays rain and we don't see lightning or anything like that. With this rain coming down as hard as it is, I mean, Fairmont's moving the ball with ease.
Yes.
It would not surprise me to see another score here before halftime, and then they'll get the ball to start the second half. So, it can get away from Miamisburg pretty quickly here over the next few minutes.
Score is Fairmont 20, Miamisburg 0, 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. Believe that is we'll find out. Well, we know Doty's in the backfield. Oh, motion. That was a keeper by Baker, straight up the middle, as he's going to get to the 33-yard line. And so that's going to be a gain of 8. And that is going to be, that is the 33. Yes, it is. And that's going to bring up 2nd and 2 for the Firebirds. One wide receiver split to the right.
See if Coach Miller decides to be mean. If he threw a pass right now or any kind of a pitch to the outside, it might go for a touchdown.
Patton left wing, right wing, Stringer in the backfield is Doty. Wide receiver appears to be Tony Bruno. Strong side right for Fairmont. Baker under center. Motion by Patton to the far side. Keeper by Baker. No, it was in the handoff to Doty, who was able to, with his second effort, was able to pick up the first down. They're going to say he got all the way to the 38-yard line. First down, Fairmont. The second quarter continue to tick away. 5:02 remaining. We've got a new wide receiver in the game for Fairmont, Egan Kieber, who was split off to the right. I believe Thornton is in the game in the left wing here. Stringer, right wing in the backfield. That is Doty, strong side right for the Firebirds. Baker gets under center. Motion to the far side by Thornton, but Baker keeps it himself. He's got plenty of room as he gets all the way down to the Miamisburg 40-yard line before he's taken down. What was that, 20 yards?
Yeah, and it was a great decision by Baker for two reasons not to pitch that ball. The defenders really flocked to the pitch instead of stopping Baker. And if they would have came to Baker, he would have just simply made the pitch. But a good decision to keep himself, but also for the ball security. Don't need to be outrageous by any means. Protect the ball at all costs.
I'm not sure who is at wide receiver. This is someone different. This looks like, I'm not sure I can see here. Is that Doty split off here to the left? I'm not sure, everyone. But we've got Strong's one wide receiver split to the left. The hands off is to the tailback. And that was 20. Who was that at wide receiver that threw me off?
Michael Walker, 29. 6'1", sophomore.
I was about to say, folks, that is a new receiver that's not typically out there, Mr. Walker. But the rush by Doty, I was able to pick up 3 yards, brings up 2nd and 7 for the Firebirds, who come out in the bunch set. Doty's in the backfield. That appears to be Thornton, left wing. Stringer is the right wing. Power right for the Firebirds as they've got the ball at the 37-yard line. 3:26 remaining in the quarter. They're up 20 points. Baker under center. Motion far side by Thornton. Takes snap. Hands it off to Doty, who gets to the 35-yard line. He's swung back by multiple folks, amongst them 86 for Miamisburg. That gentleman's name is, if I can see the small paper, Josh Williams. So 3rd and 5, and this might have been the longest third down attempt for the Firebirds this evening, Dennis.
They have not had many third down attempts at all.
That's right.
So you may be right.
Right. I was about to say, this feels weird. 3rd and 5 from, or 3rd and 4, the scoreboard is saying. The ball marks to the 34. Need to get to the Miamisburg 30. One wide receiver split to the left. That's Bruno. We have got tight end on the left. That's pitch out to Thornton. He's got room. Just turn it up, my guy. And he didn't do that. And so he only got to the 32-yard line. And so that is going to be a loss of 2 yards. Well, no, not a loss of 2 yards. It's a gain of 2 yards, but not a first down. It's a need to get to the 30. I thought that he would have had it if he just would have run north and south. And so, yeah, I would go for it. Why not, Dennis? What are you thinking? 4th and 2.
2:11 remaining in the half. Miamisburg has done nothing. You're up 3 scores. I think you do go. Fairmont doesn't look like they're – I mean, they may not even run a play right now. They may run it all the way down to 1 second and then take a timeout. That's what they're going to do. They're going to take it down to 1 second and call a timeout. I don't see the benefit in going for it. Now, what you might do, it's a 49-yard field goal. Max Gehring has struggled a little bit, so some confidence in the conditions and everything else. Out of pure fun, could you see him try it? Maybe.
Probably not.
Play, if the game was closer and you thought, do we need to do something for the second half, you go for it. No question, because you're not going to gain anything from punting. But do you want to see what your field goal kicker can do in these conditions? I wouldn't. I would go for it.
I absolutely would not kick it, especially, Dennis, as the rain really started to come down here, folks. As we can hear that rain hitting off the stands, Fairmont faithful. More people than you would think are here, and also Miamisburg. A few traveled out here,
but see,
and they're catching it.
You're right, but see, here in 3 or 4 weeks, you've got playoff football going on, and you don't know what the weather's going to be like here in Ohio. So if you end up in a situation with bad winds and rain, this was an opportunity to see, from a long-distance kick, pretty risk-free investment there. But either way, they're going to go.
And they are going to go for it. They got one more wide receiver split to the right. They need to pick up 2 yards. Need to get to the 30. Baker under center. Motion to the far side. And Baker's going to keep it. He's going to turn up. And he's going to get it. As Baker knew what he needed to do, they're going to have him down to the 29-yard line. Baker, when he had the opportunity to go straight upfield, he did so and got the first down.
They haven't actually marked it yet. There they go. Yeah, I knew it was going. They just hadn't moved the chains or made a mark yet. But I was with you. It looked like he clearly got it by about a half yard to a yard.
Mm-hmm. Dennis, I've called things too early before.
Even through the fog.
That's right. All right, folks, we really cannot see the game, so.
A little bit better than you, maybe, at home.
That's right. That being the case, first and 10, 1:24 remaining here in the half. Firebirds up 20-0. Baker under center. That is Doty in backfield motion to the near side. Hand off to Doty, runs off the left guard. He gets to the 15. He's to the 10-5. He's still on his feet. He gets down to the 3. As there was a big hole there for Doty, and he was not going down easily as he gets all the way down to the Miamisburg 3-yard line. 1:08 remaining in the quarter. Fairmont, first and goal from the 3-yard line.
Really got to see the strength of Doty there. He was dragging tacklers the last 5 to 6 yards. He had multiple Viking defenders just on his back as he was carrying them in. Kind of looked like Billy Bob, you know, when he was taking it. I don't know if you know that reference, but if you do, that's what it looked like.
They're going to say it's at the 4-yard line, power right for the Firebirds. No wide receivers in the set. Doty in the backfield, motion to the near side. It's a handoff to Doty, and he's tripped up because he ran over the mush that was there as he was trying to go over the left guard. He might have picked up a yard. They're going to say the second he's going to get down to the 2-yard line. It's going to bring up second and goal from the 2. 26 seconds remaining on the clock here. Fairmont's going to call the timeout. Slow down things because they do want to get this 7 on the board possibly here before the end of the half.
Yep, they'll take a timeout. Like you said, 23.6 seconds, plenty of time with the timeouts that they have and the way that they've moved the ball. But, yeah, we kind of expected it. You never know. In Norm's interview with Miller, you could tell he was saying all the right things about being ready for your opponent. But, yes, after Miamisburg lost to Beaver Creek last week, you really did feel at Fairmont was going to come in and kind of have their way. I mean, let's face it, Beaver Creek runs a more simplistic version of this Fairmont offense. So, you know, when it's working there, it's going to work here. I don't really see many answers if you're Lance Schneider. I would not want to be over there, Aaron, trying to figure out how to solve this.
No, it's been a bit difficult. And it's interesting you say more simplistic. As it is, this looks like the same offense. They throw quite a bit more out of it. And tonight, the conditions are not necessarily so great for that. And, Dennis, we want to pay attention to the field here.
Yeah,
there was this left puddle here that has grown, but there's also a right puddle. I wonder if they're going to squeegee out for that. And so both teams back on the field, 23.6 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Baker under center in the backfield, Doty. Power left, Thornton goes in motion, hands off to Doty. Great pressure there by Miamisburg, but Doty able to fight through it to get into the end zone. The score is Fairmont 26, Miamisburg 0. Great job there in the second effort. It looked like the Miamisburg defender got through the line and was able to slow down Doty there, Dennis, but it didn't happen as Doty was able to shake him off and then get in the end zone.
Yeah, underrated move there, too, because Fairmont would have had to burn their last time out and then brought in all kinds of kind of interesting situation there. And he was absolutely hit at about the 3-yard line and made an individual move, got in the end zone.
So we'll see if Gehring's able to put this extra point through the uprights. Hold is behind him, but the kick is good. The score is Fairmont 27, Miamisburg 0.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebird football to you this year. When you're in one of these businesses, please be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. The underwriters this year are Archer's Tavern, Era Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnikas Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghost Light Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So, folks, we're back here at Information Radio 1660, back here at Ralph Stadium. The rain is coming down tremendously. That kick by Gehring, squib kick, went out of bounds. And so they're going to – that's where Miamisburg is going to be able to start this drive, I believe, at the 35, Dennis, if I'm correct here, and I believe I am.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can't really blame him. I mean, into that wind, it's brutal. But, yeah, the puddle you were talking about, as we're facing, it goes from the 40-yard line to about the 40-yard line, and it's on the near sideline, and it goes out about 10 yards. So there's about a 20-yard section of the field that's going to be impossible to navigate through.
And so Roberts fakes pass. It is a rush around to left-hand side. Nothing going. Might have gotten down to the line of scrimmage. And so that should be the final play of the half with Fairmont in firm control of this game. The score is the Firebirds 27, Vikings 0. So we're going to go to halftime and hear from the coaches.
The teams are in the locker room and the bands are on the field. So it's time for the Butler Heating and Air Conditioning Halftime Report. Stay tuned and hear what the coaches have to say.
I'm with Dave Miller, head coach of the Fairmont Firebirds. Coach, we're past the halfway point now in the season. Still got some tough competition to go through yet.
Yep.
First of all, let's review the Wayne victory. 61 rushes for almost 400 yards, over 5 yards per carry, and no pass attempts. In this situation, how tempting is it to even call a pass play?
We try to take what they give us, and when we're doing that on the ground, we're not going to do it. You know, as much as people want to see us throw, we can do it. Obviously, we showed that a week ago. You know, it's a matter of taking what the defense gives us. And if we're able to do what we did Friday, then, you know, we're in pretty good shape and not having to risk something like that. That plays into their strength, too. I mean, they're good at defending the pass. That's what they, you know, they're kind of built to do. So, you know, that works into the game plan, too, as well. But
it's a little frustrating for them than when you don't pass.
Probably. You know, I think they probably, their DBs are pretty talented, so they prefer us to put it up, you know, so. But good for us for being able to do that.
Doty, Baker, and Patton get credit for the running game, but the offensive line dominated. Who are some of the players that made it happen?
Well, you know, you had O-line, you said it. You know, Brett Fuller had a really good game, probably graded out the best of our linemen. You know, we had Luke Young and Jonathan Gwizdak, you know, rotating in at guard. You know, Griffin Kromick has played great at tackle all year. Right there with Fuller, Taven Gifford, and then our center, you know, Braden Feltner, not the biggest guy, very strong, but quick, but you know, just getting it done up front. And then you got to add in our tight ends, you know, Jacob Lightcap, Ben McElvain as a sophomore stepping in there, you know, because Luke Cheewood going down, you know, the previous week, did a great job too. You know, they're tight ends, we can throw it to them, but like we said, you know, we didn't really need to throw or didn't choose to throw. So those guys really did a nice job. And then, you know, you got to add in our Z back, Nolan Stringer, who's done a great job all year, kind of as a blocking back. He can also run the football, too. Pretty talented. We can throw to him as well. And then Cameron Thornton, you know, he was in there. And I think his presence there, you know, just running outside on motions, you could tell that they were concerned about him from what he did the week before on the edge. So, you know, it gives them a lot to prepare for, and that's good.
Defensively, what more could you ask for a first play, a defensive strip that led to a touchdown? What did you see that forced the turnover by Wayne's Everett Brown?
Well, you know, Jack Probasco, who we had to move to strong safety, did a nice job coming up and stripping, you know, him of the ball and recovered his own fumble and advanced it down to the 1 yard line, set us up, you know, for an easy score there. That's huge. You jump on a team that with the talent that they have right off the get-go, that gets kind of puts doubt in their mind and helps us with momentum and things like that. They obviously battled back, you know, but that was a great way to start.
Overall defensively, other than giving up two long touchdown plays, how pleased were you with the results?
Really, really pleased. I mean, you know, they're down a couple quarterbacks. We talked about that last week. That makes it hard on them, but they have talent. I mean, the speed and that in their offense is off the charts. You mentioned Everett Brown. He's getting recruited by everybody in the country. I think he's you know, leaning toward Ohio State right now. So even though he's a sophomore, very talented young man, and they have a bunch of them with him. You know, the quarterback is a wideout right now, but he can fly. You know, so yeah, those two big plays are things we showed us things we have to work on. But overall, we held up pretty well. You know, against pretty talented, potent offense. You know, despite being down a couple quarterbacks, so pretty good job.
So now comes a home game against Miamisburg. The Vikings beat you last year 28-17. How much do you bring this up in practice as motivation for revenge?
Well, we talk about it, you know, and it, I think that was one of the games last year. We went out and they out-physicaled us. I didn't think we came to play. They did. You know, hats off to Coach Snyder and his staff. They had them ready to play, and I know they're going to be ready to play Friday. They do a great job over there, so we're going to have to be ready to go. Like you mentioned, you know, every week in the GWOC is just a meat grinder, so there are no weeks off. Wouldn't want it any other way, you know, but we have to prepare, you know, every bit as well or better than we did last week for what we're going to be challenged with on Friday.
The quarterback last year was Preston Barr, but he's graduated. What are your impressions of Landon Henry, who has thrown for 600 yards, and the sophomore Bettendorf, who played last week?
Well, they're both talented, you know, and you know, the starter went down against Springfield, I think the last play on offense, maybe. It's funny, I played with Titus's dad. You know, we played semi-pro together, Tony, so that's kind of a familiar name there, Bettendorf, but very talented. His dad was too, you know, so it runs in the family. And that was his first start, you know, so obviously, you know, made some mistakes last week, but I know Coach Snyder well enough to know that they're going to correct those things, and that kid's going to be really good. And the starter, you know, we assume he's going to be back. Either one we have to deal with. They present problems for you on defense, you know, with what they do offensively. They do a lot of things, and they do a lot of things pretty well. You know, there's a lot of formations that we have to prepare for. So our defensive staff especially has their work cut out for them, and we do too. You know, defensively, they have some kids. There's a couple of them, 1.66, 240. The other kid's 6'7", 260. I don't know where they get those guys down there. But, you know, we're going to have to do, like I said, we have to prepare really well to have a shot at them.
And you mentioned last week about rotating in your JV and freshman players for the varsity game. Is that going to kind of continue this week, do you think?
Well, when you're fortunate enough to do that, you know, that's a rare opportunity for us. You know, we got in a situation at the end of that game that we could get some kids in. We're usually not in that situation. You know, our JVs and freshmen play on Saturdays. So that was, you know, that means we're either doing things pretty well or we're on the other side of not so well if you're going to rotate them in. But, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, we're in for a tough one. I already know that. They play us, you know, very tough. We had a really good football team in 22, and we had to beat them on a fourth down play, a fourth and 10 with a pass with like 17 seconds to go. You know, so we know what's up. So our kids, but, you know, like I said, honestly, that's, you know, we wouldn't have it any other way, because when you start playing inferior talent, nothing really good comes from that, you know. So thank goodness for the GWOC, you know, just it makes you have to prepare, and it's, you know, these teams are well coached, they have talent, you know, so to get you ready for, you know, postseason and things like that. But, you know, more importantly, it's just each week is a meat grinder, and it keeps your kids focus where it needs to be. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and playoffs are not that far away anymore, just a few weeks.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's, you know, that's there. I mean, just at this point, you know, I don't even mention it before. You know, it's one of those things that most everybody gets in, you know, so we're focused on Miamisburg, believe me. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into a season. We always talk about start to finish. You know, we want to finish with our best effort on the field on Friday night, whatever that is. And I even go back to last year. I thought that group, despite the record, really finished about as well as any of our teams have here, you know, just with where they came from, you know, and where they finished up. So that's always the goal for us, to max out on potential, and, you know, hopefully we're headed that direction.
All right, Coach, that's all I have for you for this week. I want to wish you good luck on Friday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Norm.
I'm with Lance Snyder, the head football coach, I should say varsity football coach for the Miamisburg Vikings. And I have a couple questions for you here. When you lose a quarterback like Preston Barr, who threw 1,500 yards last year, did you have to install an entirely new offense system or for Landon Roberts?
It hasn't been totally changed. We're not as complex as we were last year. But for the most part, it's the same concepts that we've been using before. It's just we miss Preston more in the fact that when things broke down, he could save us a lot of time, and that's what we miss more than anything.
Robert Scott has some time under center last year. Can you assess how he's done so far and why the switch to sophomore Bettendorf last week?
Landon's actually played pretty well, but he got a concussion against Springfield, and that's why we had to go with the sophomore last week. So we had to really water things down for him. But, you know, Landon got three games under his belt at the end of last year, won two of them, one being a playoff game. And he's done a good job for us this year so far. You know, the biggest thing with our quarterbacks, we just tell them, you know, make sure you're not getting the speed by giving the ball away to the other teams. And he's done a really good job of that.
Your top wideout is Hunter Durr. What makes him so effective?
He's a big body kid, runs routes really well and catches the ball really well. You know, we've missed him here the last two games because he's kind of been out with an ankle, but he should be back this week and ready to go.
Who are some of your top defenders, starting with top tackler sophomore Josh Brodnick?
Yeah, Josh is a really good safety for us, very physical kid, not very big, but is always where he's supposed to be. The strength of our defense is our defensive line. Jalen Johnson and Kevin McKinney are two tackles that do a great job. Marshawn Gregory Bay and Eli Kinney are defensive ends. Those guys do a really good job up front for us. And then Chris Engo and Colton Lemons are inside backers, and they're two juniors that are very physical and run the ball real well for us.
As far as Fairmont, 62 runs and no passes last week. You know what they're going to do, so how do you prepare for their rushing attack?
Well, Dave's always done a great job with his offense, and I think it's one of the best offenses that he's had. Yeah, it seems like the quarterback does a really good job of running the ball and making the reads when he does, but I know Dave's going to throw it against us. He always has, and you know, they look like they can do that now when they have to. Last week, they didn't really need to because they were humming on all cylinders, but I know he's got some tricks, so we'll be ready for it.
Finally, do you stack the line because they have shown against Centerville that they can be effective at passing?
Well, that's the issue is, you know, if they can throw it and run it, they're really dangerous. So we just got to do a really good job of reading our keys. You know, we played a similar offense last week, so we've learned some lessons from that. And, you know, it's just being disciplined and doing what you're coached to do and do your job every play.
So I asked Coach Miller this question earlier today, but as you lose people here and there for concussions or whatever the case may be, are you able to rotate in like a junior varsity or freshman into the play?
Well, that was the problem last week is offensively we started seven sophomores and freshmen. And I just found out today the freshman's birthday is today, and he just turned 14. So I started a 13-year-old last week in a varsity game. So, yeah, that's the biggest issue right now is concussions seem to be off the charts this year, more than ever before. You know, it's just one of the things that's next man up. And whoever that may be, it's their time to shine.
Last man standing, first man up.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, Coach, well, thank you again for taking time to talk to me again this year, and good luck on Friday night.
All right, thanks, man.
This is Barney Setner in 1660 Master Control. We are going to look at the opponent of Fairmont in the next road game. That's next Friday at 2 and 3 Northmont. Northmont is hosting Wayne as we speak this evening. Last year, Northmont lost to Fairmont 20-14 in overtime on a 6-yard touchdown run by Brock Baker. They shut out the Firebirds 28-0 the previous year. Through five games this year, Brady Lipton, the quarterback, has had his moments, but overall it's been a struggle. Only 53% completion from the quarterback spot, 345 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He's also rushed for 297 yards. Grant is the leading rusher through five games, 346 yards. On defense, Jonas Eiler has been the top tackler, the junior, with 32 total tackles. All right, let's go over Northmont game to game. They lost their opener 49-20 to Vandalia Butler. They were held back by 8 penalties for 100 yards, and they committed 3 turnovers. I already mentioned the running back Grant. He was the top rusher with 90 yards. Quarterback for the most part of that game was Bryce Staggs. He had a 58-yard touchdown pass to Santana Keith. Then they lost 27-6 to LaSalle, gave up 422 yards. 314 of those were rushing yards. Lupton threw a 28-yard TD pass to Akeem Shabazz in that one. Then they beat Withrow 15-14. They're out game 329-211. Withrow was tagged for 23 penalties for 221 yards. The winning score was a 7-yard TD run by Lupton with 3 seconds left. Grant then ran in the 2-point conversion. So following that exciting victory over Withrow, Northmont then won another close game. It was 20-15 over Beaver Creek. They had 284 yards of offense, but also committed 12 penalties for 101 yards and also made 3 turnovers. Grant, 3-yard touchdown run, was the winner in the fourth quarter. He did have 128 total rushing yards. Big game defensively, 11 total tackles for junior defensive lineman Jonas Eiler, whom I mentioned earlier. And in the most recent game, it was a 28-13 loss to Springboro, allowing 380 yards. They were doubled in first downs for the game, 22-11. Lupton, 9 of 17 passing, 75 yards, and he ran for 61 yards. Junior Aiden Pendleton, 13 total tackles. So, pending the result of tonight's game against Wayne, 2-3 Northmont will host Fairmont next Friday in a game here on 1660 Information Radio. But for now, I'm Barney Sentner.
Well, that's it for this week's Halftime with the Coaches. Now, let's head back down to the field for the exciting conclusion of tonight's game.
All right, and welcome back to Roush Stadium. We still have about 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half. If you are just joining us by chance, you've missed a good one if you're a Firebird fan. 27-0 Firebirds all over Miamisburg. And since we've got a few minutes, we'll go through the scoring and talk about this first half. So it did not take very long before Fairmont started out 7-0. Doty with a 35-yard rushing touchdown at 8:53 remaining in the first period. That was after a quick three and out from Miamisburg. Fairmont got the ball back pretty quickly after another three and out from Miamisburg. Driving down and looking like they were getting ready to score again, and they had their one turnover, their one block mark on the first half, which was a Doty fumble with 4:05 remaining in the first quarter. Fast forward a couple minutes, because Miamisburg only had the ball for a couple minutes, and Fairmont actually we'll call it a blocked punt. Miamisburg really never attempted the punt. They actually couldn't. It was, and he kind of kept it, ran it a couple yards, and then so it was a turnover on downs. That was at the 2-minute mark. Fairmont scored with 58 seconds left in the first period. Another Doty touchdown that put it. They missed the PAT, so that put Fairmont up 13-0 at the end of the first period. They didn't wait long. Another quick stop by their defense. Marched quickly down the field, and a 1-yard Brock Baker touchdown with 8:10 remaining in the second period had Fairmont up 20-0. Final score of the first period happened just about with 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Fairmont ran down the final 6 minutes and scored with 19 seconds left. It was a 2-yard Doty touchdown. Extra point good. That is where we sit currently at 27-0 Fairmont. So some of the exciting things of the first half, you heard me just say it. Doty touchdown 1, Doty touchdown 2, Doty touchdown 3. That brings his total to 14 on the season so far. This is week 6. Unreal numbers from the sophomore. Scary numbers from the sophomore. What's maybe more scary for Fairmont, at 5 possessions in the first half. 4 touchdowns, 1 fumble. And if the fumble ended up turning into points, you know, a few minutes later after they stopped them and got the ball back on the 10-yard line. But hard to ask for much more. You had the one little slip-up where Brock just really wasn't able to hold on to the ball. But as effective as their offense has been, their defense has been suffocating. Miamisburg has had no sniff of offense. They've had a couple plays, a couple first downs, I think three, four maybe first downs in this entire game, and those are all on like kind of one play first downs. They're not extended drives by any means. And so pure domination for Fairmont, and they will have the ball to start the second half. Would it surprise me if Miamisburg kicks an onside kick in these conditions? It would not. But if Fairmont is able to go down and put any points on the board in Ohio in the second half, if a team is up 30 points, the clock will run. Timeouts don't even stop it. So short of the scores and end of the quarter, the clock will run if there are any more points for Fairmont other than a safety.
And, folks, both teams have presented themselves on the field a little bit later than we expected, so they may add a couple minutes to the halftime clock here to allow these gentlemen to warm up here for the second half. As you heard Dennis say, score 27-0. Fairmont, firm control, looking to get another score and get that running clock going, and this game will be over before you know it.
I don't think they'll extend it too much. They'd already extended it. That's why I was rambling for 4 minutes. They already extended it. So I think probably by design these teams didn't come out with too much time considering the conditions. So we'll see, though. Aaron's been doing it even longer than I have. So it looks like they are throwing another 3 minutes onto the clock, Aaron. So, well, that'll give us an opportunity. I mean, Barney just talked about it, but we may as well talk about next week since we have just a couple minutes here. But yes, you'll be traveling to Northmont and joining Barney Sittner as well. It'll be you two, right? And Northmont, they're playing Wayne tonight. Haven't got a score yet. The only score I saw was 7-7. That was still in the first quarter, so we don't get the updates that we really had last year because the GWAC side is down. So still trying to find accurate scores. But they're hosting Wayne tonight. They are 2-3. They lost to Butler in week 1, 49-20. Lost to LaSalle 27-6 in week 2. They did win two straight versus Withrow and then Beaver Creek before losing to Springboro last week. They lost 28-13 last week. Their quarterback has a 53% completion percentage. That's Brady Lupton. Two touchdowns, four interceptions. So turnovers could be a problem next week for the the Thunderbolts. Callion Grant is their leading rusher, 4.8 yards per carry, has six touchdowns so far this season. And Daniel Ivory, he's very athletic, 12 receptions, 107 yards, one touchdown, runs the ball as well. So Northmont always presents challenges to Fairmont. They're very similar to this Miamisburg team, similar to Centerville. They like that quick hitting plays. Their quarterbacks are generally pretty accurate. Conditions obviously factoring heavily into Miamisburg's offense tonight, and they're a little down this year anyways, but Northmont, Centerville, Miamisburg all typically year in, year out give these Coach Miller team, Fairmont teams a little bit of trouble, right, Aaron?
Yeah, that's correct. I am feeling good about Fairmont going into next week, but
yeah, that's right? You never really know.
That's right, because right when I start to, like, yes, then something, you know, turns. But you know what? It's not about me, folks. Fairmont has been looking quite efficient over the past 3 weeks, including this week as a third week. And we're looking, folks, to see if they're able to seal this off here with a shortened, perhaps, second half as we see both teams gathering up and ready to go here as we're ready to start the second half of this game.
Yeah, Aaron, and you know, I mean, you don't want to get to looking ahead too much, but it's hard not to. You're up 27-0. I think you can mark this one down, and that will put Fairmont to 4-2. When you look next week at Northmont, that is a game they really should win. Northmont's also down this year. Say they do. That's 5-2. You've got Beaver Creek on the schedule at the end. They should win that one, 6-2. So that leaves you with two games you're really not sure about, Springboro, Springfield. You lose them both, you go 6-4. You win them both, you go 8-2. 7-3 if you split those two. No reason when you look at the GWAC this year and you've seen what Springboro and Springfield have been doing, they do not look like they're going to blow anyone's doors off by any means. And so Fairmont, we've been kind of sounding like a broken record, but they are by far, in my opinion, the most complete Fairmont team since I've been doing this radio, doing the Fairmont games, and that's been since 2015. They don't have a ton of weaknesses, and you have to. They have shown the ability to throw the ball enough that you do have to stay, you know, and honor it. You can see it week in, week out, and that's one of the reasons they had such a high yard per carry last week against Wayne. Wayne's a pretty good defensive team. They've got a lot of athletes. You really have to respect many different assets of the game, so it makes it hard for a defensive coordinator. So it's a lot of fun, Aaron. If you're a Firebird fan, this is the time. This is your time.
That's right. And if the Firebirds are not turning the ball over, tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Miamisburg set here to kick off, and they do as they kick, and the ball bounces at the 20-yard line. So he picked up at the 20. I believe that's Doty on the return. He gets to the 30, so it was a return of 10 or so. And so Fairmont going to start this first drive from their own 30-yard line.
Like I said, first half, 5 possessions, 4 touchdowns. They had the 1 fumble, but no punts. Miamisburg has not stopped the Fairmont offense yet.
And, Dennis, I don't know if you're looking at the field where we saw a bunch of water before. Not so much now. The drainage system they've got in this field is fantastic.
And shame on me. I was up here, and I didn't really pay too close attention to see if they were working on it. I didn't see anybody out there, but you're right.
And so Baker under center, double wing to the right, hand off to Doty, who runs behind those wings. He drags a Miamisburg defender with him to pick up 6 yards, bring him 2nd and 4 from the 36-yard line. And so the Firebirds content to just eat up a quarter, as we saw them start last week, Dennis. That third quarter, they ate up 10 of the first 12 minutes of that third quarter.
Yeah, you and Barney were talking about if Fairmont had ever, you know, held the ball for an entire quarter. I actually remember against Springboro a couple years ago, they held it for an entire third period. They lost that game, and they held the ball for the entire third period. So they do have that ability.
Double wing to the right once again as they hand off to, who was the handoff? Was that Doty? And that was Patton, who came around from the right wing and was able to pick up a yard on the counter. And that's going to bring up 3rd and 4, one of the very few third down attempts for the Firebirds this evening.
Yeah, very creative play. Probably trying to do a little bit too much, in my opinion, there. But, hey, either way, just got a score in. Springfield 14, Springboro 0, and that's at the half.
So we've got strong side right here. We've got Stringer in the game on the left wing, right wing. That appears to be Thornton. In the backfield is Doty. 3rd and 4, ball marked at the 36-yard line, needs to get to the 40-yard line. Motion near side by Thornton. It's a handoff to Doty, but there is a penalty, folks, and I believe that it's against Springhurst, against Miamisburg. This might have been offsides again by the Vikings, and it was. And so that penalty is going to give yet another first down to the Firebirds.
Without even having to run a play, so not the way you want to start the second half.
1st and 10 from the 31 for the Firebirds. Stringer left wing, right wing. That is Thornton. It's a handoff to Doty out of the backfield, same play. And he's able to get to, I want to say, the 46-yard line before he's taken down. It's a gain of 5 for Doty. He's going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Firebirds, who are up 27 points in this game.
Just rinse and repeat, getting 5 and 6 and 7 yards a carry on first down. They will not lose a game the entire season if they continue to get 5 and 6 and 7 yards a carry. Miamisburg has to do a better job of stopping at least the initial run up the middle.
Tony Bruno split out to the right, only wide receiver in the set. Appears to be Thornton left wing, right wing, Stringer in the backfield. Doty's Thornton goes in motion, handoff to Doty, goes off right tackle. He is not hit until he gets to the 42-yard line. Another first down for the Firebirds.
First down.
Too easy, Aaron. Too easy.
It is, and this is more, folks, and more, Dennis, of what we saw last week here as the Firebirds were able to get anything they want, it seems like. Stringer left wing, right wing, that is still, I want to say Thornton, it is. In the backfield, that is Doty. Strong side left for the Firebirds, motion near side by Thornton and hand off to Doty, who runs down the 35-yard line. He's hit by a few Vikings once he picks up or gets to that 35-yard line. A gain of a good, I want to say that's a good five there. And that should bring up second and five for the Firebirds.
5 yards, second down and five, Fairmont from the Vikings, 36-yard line.
So the ball's at the 36-yard line. This time they're going to put, I can't see, who is that in the backfield? Is that Thornton? Or is that, Patton. Patton in the backfield, yes. That's Thornton left wing, right wing, not sure. That looks like it's Stringer. Motion by Thornton to the far side of the field. Hand off to Patton. Runs off that right guard, and he busts through, and he's going to have a first down and more, folks, as he gets to the 31-yard line. First down, Patton. So the tailbacks for the Firebirds picking up first downs here in bunches as the ball is going to be marked at the 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Firebirds. Folks, I believe Patton is in the backfield now, and that is the case. Thornton right wing. Left wing is Stringer. Power right for the Firebirds as the ball is placed in the middle of the field. Baker looks for the snap motion in the near side. Hand off to Patton, who runs off the left guard, gets about to the 29. So that's going to be a gain of, about two. Or not the 29s, gets down to the 25, folks. And so that's a gain of two. It's going to bring up second and eight for the Firebirds.
2 yards, second down of eight, Fairmont. The Vikings, 25-yard line.
I believe Doty, folks, is in at the right wing. That is the case. Left wing is Stringer. In the backfield, that is still Patton. Folks, look for something to go to Doty on this play as he is in at right wing. We'll see here. Baker under center. Doty in motion, keeper by Baker on the option, and he's able to push forward to the 12-yard line. Another first down for the Firebirds. So, Fairmont making it look easy as they have Doty in the right wing, came around, could have pitched it, but great decision by Baker. And they're going to have the ball marked to the 13, folks, first and 10 from the 13-yard line. Once again, Doty's right wing, left wing, Stringer in the backfield. That is Patton. .620 remaining in the game, or in the quarter, third quarter. Firebirds up 27. Motion near side by Doty. It's a handoff to Patton, who runs pretty much right up the middle, gets to the 10-yard line.
Dennis, I have a question for you on this running clock. So Fairmont scores.
Mm-hmm.
Does it automatically start running then, or does Miamisburg get a chance to redeem themselves before it starts to run? Mm-hmm.
It's immediate.
Immediate. Okay.
They had 30 points worth of redemption there. Yeah, one wide receiver split off to the left. Doty is the halfback. Stringer, left wing, right wing is, give me a moment, everyone, I'll let you know. That's Thornton. One wide receiver, Bruno, split off to the left, motion near side. Keeper by Baker, who turns it up to about the 8-yard line. The ball's on the ground for the second time this evening for Fairmont, and we'll see who recovers if Fairmont thinks that they have it. And they may have been able to recover this one. And so they did. And so that's two fumbles in the game. One has been recovered, and it's that one right there. So, Dennis, we're surprised we hadn't seen more of this evening, but then we've only seen the fumbles tonight from Fairmont. Two turnovers in game, and they're both from, two fumbles, one turnover, both Fairmont.
And those will be the biggest issues for Coach Miller. You know, when you have kind of everything running for you, those are the mistakes that he will not be happy with.
Baker on the keeper. Might have gotten the end zone, folks. And they're going to say he's down at the one. He was so very close. As Baker called his own number, gets down to the one. And this is going to be second and first and goal, folks. First and goal from the one for the Firebirds. I believe they're going to go power eye here, folks, as I saw Tyrell Lake come in. And it is the case.
Going to go Doty again. This will be number four tonight.
They're on the near hash mark. Power eye. Two fullbacks, one tailback, which is Doty. Baker under center. Baker hands off to Doty. He's in for the touchdown. And that is his fourth of the evening as the Fairmont extends their lead 33-0 over Miamisburg. We've got all kinds of things going here. That clock should be moving, and it is. As folks, we've talked about this multiple times. Run a clock once you get to 30 points. Max Gehring in for the extra point. We'll see if he can get this up to 34. Holds good. Kick is also good. Fairmont 34, Miamisburg 0.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you are in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghostlight Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotor Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
And so we have a return for Miamisburg to the 20-yard line, and he's taken down there at the 22-yard line. And so Miamisburg just returned the ball to the 22-yard line, as I was talking to myself there for a moment, it felt like. And so the running clock, as we said, folks, 2:17 remaining. This clock is going to continue to roll until Miamisburg is able to get the score under 30 points. Right now the score is Fairmont 34, Miamisburg 0.
So the clock will not stop other than end of the quarter and timeouts. But really, if you're a Fairmont fan, it hasn't stopped anyways. They ran 8 minutes off the clock without the running clock.
And so it is a reverse there, or a counter at least there by Miamisburg, and they're going to get all the way to the 25-yard line on the rush. That was Tamir. Was that number one on the rush, Tamir Thomas?
I think so.
Okay. And so that's a gain of a good two there, and that's going to bring a second and eight for Miamisburg. So,
gain of 2 yards, second down of eight, Miamisburg.
Miamisburg trying to get on the board here. And so far, they have been shut out here. Score 34-0. Two wide receivers split here to the near side. I believe that is Roberts at quarterback. The tailback stands left. Motion to the near side once again. Fakes the handoff, and it's a pass. It hits his intended receiver right in the hands as he's running the slant. Great pass intended for Henry Schneider, but he was not able to hold on to it. He's tackled hard at midfield, and he is feeling it.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot to ask for, no matter what. But especially with how wet it is, and yeah, he took a big shot there.
Yes, he did. So that is going to stop the clock. Of all the things, injury certainly is going to do that, because they're checking on Mr. Schneider as he was running a slant, and he got hit hard there. It was a tough impact with the turf is what happened there, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully he'll be able to get here to the sideline under his own volition here shortly.
Yeah, and obviously you heard the last name Schneider. That's a big name in the Miamisburg family. He's the third leading receiver on the Vikings. Has 11 receptions for 167 yards. Averages 15.2 yards per reception. It's long of 40. Has a touchdown on the season. But yes, if you're wondering, he is a relation to the coach. But let's talk about the coach for a second. Lance Schneider. He actually took over Miamisburg back in 2019. Mm-hmm. He's the third member of his family to coach this this team. His father, Mike, did. His grandfather, Hank, did. So this is a Schneider type of a family, you know, coming through Miamisburg.
Right, and both Mike and Lance, both of them previously had Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It was back when I was in school. And so, two wide receivers here for the quarterback. Roberts, he's looking, rolls to his left. He's under tremendous pressure, and he's sacked. It's a 19. Great job there. Who was that? Is that 24 in on tackle? Yes, that is, folks.
Who else?
And that is Logan Wilkins.
But depending on what's going on in the GWOC, just became the leading sack total in the GWOC. He had 5 coming into today. He was tied with a couple other people in the GWOC for the lead in sacks. But and that's going to end the third period. But big play again for Fairmont.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring Fairmont Firebirds football to you this year. When you're in one of these businesses, be sure to thank them for supporting the Fairmont Firebirds on the air. This year's underwriters are Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Belmont Coin and Jewelry, Big Sky Bread Company, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Area Hothead Burritos, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, DNA Computers, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Medical and Mobility, Ghostlight Coffee, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen, Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Moe's Harrigan's Irish American Pub, MVP Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So this brings up 4th and 14 for the Vikings, and they're forced to punt as the ball is at their own 19-yard line. Back for Fairmont is Slifer. Kick is up. Slifer's going to take it his own 44-yard line, turns it upfield, gets to midfield, gets to the 45-yard line of Miamisburg or so. Before he is pushed out, maybe the 44, somewhere in that region, is Fairmont is going to come out here and see if they can add another 7 to the board. And we'll see who actually comes in the game. I'm thinking there's going to be some reserves here this time. But what do I know, folks? I'll tell you here momentarily. As it appears as if there's going to be a new quarterback because number 2 was not on the field. I believe that's number 16 that's coming out here, J.J. Hill, and it is. So Fairmont is getting some of their second string into the game to get some playing time here. 10:56 remaining. It's all Fairmont. 34-0 over Miamisburg. The ball is at Miamisburg's 43-yard line. New quarterback, J.J. Hill. Most of the far side by Thornton. Hill hands it off to, not quite sure who that was, but they got to the 40-yard line, and we'll figure it out here. On the rush, Dennis, can you see who that is? Oh, that was Doty still. Okay. So Doty picks up 4 yards, brings up 2nd and 6 for the Firebirds. So Doty is at right wing. Left wing looks like Thornton, and I'm not sure who's in the backfield.
I think it is Doty and Springer. So basically what you have is potentially next year's quarterback, J.J. Hill, in with the rest of
the starting team,
at least the backfield.
So Hill under center. Puts Thornton in motion near side. Hands it off to, we want to say, Doty.
Ball out.
And it is on the ground. Third fumble of the evening for the Firebirds.
They lost that one.
Might have lost the second one. We'll see.
If that is, in fact, Doty putting the ball on the ground again, I doubt he plays again. Even with the conditions, fumbling has been an issue.
And it's still Fairmont's ball. Fairmont able to recover the second time this evening, but there have been 3 fumbles so far here this evening. And Doty is coming out of the game with his second fumble.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine he may not get another opportunity this game. Getting a little talking to over there on the sideline as well.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is. Oof, we've got both. I believe that is Thornton left wing in the backfield. I believe it's Patton Stringer right wing. And we had keeper able to move all the way to very close to the first down, 34-yard line. Didn't need to go. 33 got to the 34. And so it's going to be about a yard short of that first down hill was. Stringer back in the game. Doty back in the game as well. Also coming into the game is Tyrell Lake, which means we're going to see Power Eye, folks. Fourth and one. Need to get to the 33. Power Eye for the Firebirds. Hill under center. 6 seconds on the play clock. Hands off to Doty. Goes off the right tackle. He's going to be short. Miamisburg defense, are they going to say that he might have gotten?
I think forward progress. Whoa. Got him there. It was close.
It was super close as Miamisburg defense looked like they stacked him up there. But they're going to say forward progress, which looks to be very close to the first down. I would say it is. And it is. Mm. All right. Stringer comes out of the game. Thornton goes in the game. Also, I think Doty comes out of the game. Into the game as well is Patton. So all kinds of folks got substituted there. First and 10, ball at the 33-yard line. Clock is moving 7:37 this game. And they will, because they had so many moving parts there. I'm not quite sure if everybody knew what was going on. So we got a timeout called with 7:32 remaining. Is the clock? We wish it was moving, but it's not. Not that we're trying to run out of here, folks. It's just a very strong game from the Firebirds, who are in firm control here.
They are, and you know, like we said, some of it's predictable, but you don't want to discount the quality of the game that they played. You can only play your opponent. They came out, they put the ball on the ground a couple times, and outside of that...
Three times.
So outside of that, though, they've played pretty flawless. And, you know, it's definitely a good sign going into next week for Northmont, traveling to Northmont. That is always a tough game. But, yes, turnovers. If they can protect the ball, that's going to be the Achilles heel, I think, because they really, as always, yes, we've been talking about it, this team is much more well-rounded, and they have the ability to score some points. But still, it is important for them to play ahead and play sharp. They do not want to get behind. The two games they've got behind and trailed this year, they lost. So it's a different dynamic when they get down early. That LaSalle game in particular took on a whole new feel with some of the turnovers.
Patton in the backfield. Thornton comes in motion from the left wing. Hand off to Patton, who runs straight up the middle. And he doesn't get much at all as he's able to perhaps pick up one. I'm not sure if that ball wasn't fumbled again, but that's going to bring a 3rd and 10 for the Firebirds. And this is their longest third down try of the evening.
Mm-hmm. No way they'll throw the ball. So
actually, it's a loss of one, it appears here. I said third down. It's really second down. 2nd and 11 for the Firebirds. Power to the right side of the line for the Firebirds backfield. That is, I want to say, Patton. Motion to the near side. It's a handoff to Patton. He's able to run off the right guard, get down to the 29-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's going to bring up 3rd and 6 for the Firebirds.
See how creative they want to be. It wouldn't be a bad thing to see JJ actually keep it, take it to the outside, and have the option to pitch it, you know, so he gets some comfort in doing so. But if they need to, obviously, if they're very close at all, they'll go for it on fourth down or give Gehring that opportunity, like we talked about in the first half, of kicking that longer field goal in the conditions.
Right, Patton in the backfield. Thornton is to the left. He goes in motion to the near side, Thornton does. Hand off once again to Patton. Not much going, as he might have got to 29. They need to get to the 23 for the first down. And so this is going to bring up 4th and 6 for the Firebirds. Ball is going to be a 29-yard line. If this was a punt, that is going to be a 46-yarder.
Kick the
in the rain.
Ball. Kick it.
Mm-mm.
I'd like to see the attempt.
Yeah, right? No.
Miller says no. Aaron says no. Dumb Dennis.
Dennis just wants to see the try.
Whether it's a disaster or not, I want to see it.
Which you might
make it. I think you make it. Who knows?
Well, he's got the leg. He's got the distance. No, but these conditions, we'll see. He may have an opportunity here.
They called a timeout.
His coach is going to take a chance, take an opportunity to think about it. The first timeout of used here in the half.
Gearing's warming up. I think they're going to kick this thing. Come on.
5 minutes remaining. Clock actually stopped, folks, surprisingly. Or not surprisingly, as it was going to stop on timeouts, hence why it's called a timeout.
I don't know why else he'd be warming up the kicks if he's not going to go out there and kick it. But he's not in the huddle. It's hard to tell. We'll see. We'll see shortly.
I'm thinking no.
No, not doing it. Oh.
So ball at the 29. Need to get to the 23. Fourth and six for the Firebirds. Bunch set. Is that Doty? Nope. That is not sure who that right wing is, but that left wing is Thornton in the backfield. That is Patton. Motion near side. Patton, or Hill keeps it, and he gets perhaps 2 yards, and that's a turnover on downs. They ran to the short side, didn't pitch it, and this is the first time that Fairmont came off the field this particular way. No punts, but this is the first turnover on downs.
Yep. The only two possessions they have not scored on was the fumble in the first half and then that one. But, yeah, obviously we know what's going on here in the second half. Backups getting some playing time, not really pushing the issue.
Ball, clock is rolling. 4:35 remaining. Fairmont up 34-0 over Miamisburg.
Supposed to be 7 out of the last 8 years Fairmont has beaten Miamisburg.
One wide receiver split to the right for the Vikings. Snap has a fixed handoff on the reverse there. That is number 28 on the rush. That is Jay Bean on the rush. He might have gotten one. And I said Sewell on the tackle. So that's going to bring up 2nd and 7 for the Vikings. Ball placed at the 31. Need to get to the 38-yard line for the touchdown. Or excuse me, for the first down. Two wide receivers split to the right. Roberts throws off to the right flat. It goes through his intended receiver's hands, which was intended for Jay Bean again. Slips through. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7 for Miamisburg from their own 31-yard line. That clock is still moving. 3:16 remaining, folks. This game will be over before you know it. Let's just see if Miamisburg is able to put any points on the board in this game. One wide receiver split to the far side. Roberts is in the pistols. Tailback stand to his right. Looking for a snap. He has it. He's looking to throw. And he's going to go ahead. Well, he does throw it to the right. His receiver's open.
Wide open.
Ah, but Heath overthrows him. As he was wide open, number 85, Bryce Vaughn was. But a little bit too much mustard on the ball there from Roberts. And that's going to bring a 4th and a good 7. And Miamisburg's going to punt. Accuracy a bit of an issue tonight, which is not terribly surprising, given the rain is coming down a bit. Slifer staying his own 40-yard line to return this punt. Running into the ball game there, that was Kyson Hammond on special teams. Punt is up, end over end. Slifer is just going to let it bounce. Takes a Miamisburg bounce to the 20. It's going to get down all the way to the 17-yard line. And that is where we should see Fairmont finish this game off here. The clock is rolling, 1:40. Not a lot here that Fairmont needs to do to end this. I don't see.
No, this will be a victory formation. Right. I can't even imagine Miamisburg. Why would they burn their timeouts?
Why?
Time's running anyways. It's 1:30.
It's raining. It's, you know, why would you do that? It's a great question, Dennis. I would think they're not. I would definitely try the I formation, or I just rush it to see what they're up to and let this clock run out. So Hill under center. They get to the line. They're going to run one more play here. Keeper by Hill. He gets in. Knows he pitches out to the 20. Has some room here. Gets down to the 40-yard line on the rush. That was Thornton who picked up a good 35 yards there. And we're going to see one more play here.
Yep, one more snap.
As that was a great pitch there by Hill. Great decision.
This time they'll take a knee.
And they will go into victory formation here. Don't need to do much more. Down this, and that will be the end of the game. As the Firebirds get into victory formation. Looking to down the ball, Hill is, and he does. That should be the final play of the evening.
Timeout.
And it is. Now, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute. And with that, folks, that is going to be the final for this game. Fairmont 34, Miamisburg 0.
It's the Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement post-game. We want to thank Scott Bauer and all our underwriters for helping us bring this game to you. Now back to the stadium for the wrap-up of today's game.
And folks, we're back here in Rouse Stadium, Information Radio 1660, the final of tonight's contest between the Fairmont Firebirds and the Miamisburg Vikings. Fairmont 34, Miamisburg 0. Dennis, what do you have?
Not much more, Aaron. This will be a quick post game. I mean, just absolute domination from Fairmont. This is now 2 weeks in a row they have not attempted a pass, but not because they can't. They do not have to. So if they can keep up this 6 yards a carry next week against Northmont, they will not lose if they keep getting 6 yards a carry. No one will. But things will get harder. They need to stay sharp. This next week of practice will be very important for Fairmont. You don't want to start to get a little bit of an elevated ego. Miamisburg is down this year. They beat up. They had a lot of players out injured as well. But I do want to say this, Aaron. Kudos to some players that we don't get to mention a whole lot. I was trying to track them down. I'm sure I will miss a couple. But Braden Feltner, Brett Fuller, Liam McNeely, Griffin Kromick, Taben Gifford, Jacob Lightcap. That is your offensive line for the most part for Fairmont. I do apologize if I left anyone out. The numbers on these jerseys are a nightmare when we're dealing with the rain and condensation up here. But we definitely wanted to give a shout-out to them because they don't get their names called a whole lot. But what a last 2 week stretch for them, because they single-handed, I mean, everyone else gets the credit, and Fairmont, they deserve it, but that offensive line is dominating out there week in and week out so far, and they will be needed to do so the rest of the way, but if they keep doing that, Fairmont's going to be tough to beat.
Right, not much more to say than that, folks, as there's a few things, just a couple things that Fairmont can round out, keeping the ball, not putting it on the ground, etc., but that all being said, as you heard Dennis say, fantastic game yet again from the Firebirds as they win this game going away. Final score here at Rouse Stadium is 34-0. Fairmont, for Information Radio 1660, myself, Dennis Shaw, and whoever that guy is down there, that's Norm Shrine. Thank you so much for listening to us this evening. We'll see you next week at Northmont.
You have been listening to the Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement Post-Game Report.
You've been listening to Fairmont Firebirds Football on Information Radio 1660. Our thanks to Butler Heating and Air Conditioning for helping us to bring this game to you today. You can listen to this game or any other game from this season by going to our website at radio1660.com. Thanks for listening.